minus 5, minus 4, minus 3, minus 2, X minus 1. Fire.
Lights out, everybody.
The creaking door.
Dimension X.
Inner Sanctum Mystery.
Minus 1.
Dark fantasy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Horror, brought to you by Duane Old Time Radio. Sci-Fi and Horror features some of the best programs from the golden age of radio, including X-1, Orbiter X, Dimension X, Slot X's, Lights Out, Ray Bradbury, Dark Fantasy, and many, many more. Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
Last week was Dimension X. Let's keep the X's going with X minus 1. For 2 episodes from X minus 1. The 15th episode, Cold Equations, August 25th, 1955. And their 16th episode, Shanghai, September 1st, 1955.
Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on 1,000 maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street & Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction, presents
X minus one.
Night Story,
Cold Equations.
There is no margin of safety along the rim of a frontier. There can't be any until the way is made for those who come later. Until then, the penalty for mistakes is a grim one. The laws of physical nature operate with irrevocable certainty, with no room for mercy, kindness, or sentimentality. In space, life becomes a cold equation, and the equal sign is often followed by death. I know. I'm the pilot of an EDS.
Come in.
You sent for me, Commander?
Yes. Sit down, Barton. We just got an ED from the Territorial Space Station on Woden.
Woden, that's in the Crab Nebula, isn't it?
That's right. There are 2 exploration parties there on Manning's continent. 8 men each.
Mm-hmm.
They've got calla fever in one of them and no serum.
Oh, and I thought this was going to be a nice, quiet passenger run.
Computers are working out your payload and your course right now. In exactly 10 minutes, we'll drop into normal space and launch your ship.
I'll get her ready.
One thing.
What's that?
Woden is at the maximum pay limit for an EDS. Figuring the weight of the serum, we'll be able to give you just enough fuel to land on Manning's continent if you make it the first pass. Otherwise, you'll burn out in midair.
Mm-hmm. Standard procedure.
Report to launching control.
Right.
Good luck, Barton.
Thanks. By the way.
Yes?
When can I expect to be picked up?
We'll make a stop on the run back to Earth sometime next year. You'll be notified by radio.
Okay.
Sorry, we can't make it sooner.
That's what happens when you sign on for EDS work. I'll see you next year, Commander.
Thank you.
Down in the belly of the Stardust, the crew was working like beavers to get the EDS, the emergency dispatch ship, ready. Mechanics and technicians were swarming all over the place. Girls in inspector's uniforms were checking the gauges in the supply cabinet. 9 minutes later, the exact course was in the computer. The serum was stowed in my supply cabinet closet, and little EDS 4G3 was ready to be borne into space.
Martin?
Yes, sir?
30 seconds to blast off. All set?
All set.
I'm turning you over to traffic.
Ready.
Traffic control. Come in, EDS 4G3.
Ready.
20 seconds. Lock open. 15 seconds. Space drive on.
Space drive on.
10 seconds. Gravity neutralizer on.
Neutralizer on.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
I don't remember how long it was afterwards that I first noticed something wrong. Maybe an hour, maybe two. There was nothing to show it except the needle and the heat gauge. It was on zero when we left the Stardust, and now I noticed that it had crept up toward the 30 mark. That meant something inside the ship was radiating heat. That something was in the supply closet, and it was alive. All right, come out. Whoever or whatever you are, if you don't come out in 5 seconds, I'm going to blast you. 1, 2. Well, I'll be...
Hello. I'm Marilyn Lee Cross.
What are you doing in there?
I'm a stowaway.
Oh, my...
What's the matter? Do I have to pay a fine or something?
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see my husband.
Who's your husband?
He's with the government survey crew on Woden. I haven't seen him since he left Earth 4 years ago.
Okay. But what made you hide in my EDS?
I have a job waiting for me on Mimir. But I heard you were going to Woden, and there was plenty of room, so I hid. Oh, I knew I'd be breaking some kind of rule, but what's one little rule?
Huh. What's one little rule? H amount of fuel will power an EDS with a mass of M safely to its destination. H amount of fuel will not power an EDS with a mass of M plus X safely to its destination. Well, how could she be expected to know? She was 5'2 with brown curly hair and the faint sweet smell of perfume. She was 5'2 and she smelled like apple blossoms. And her name was X in an equation that would have to be balanced.
Stardust. Come in, EDS. Come in.
This is Barton, emergency dispatch pilot, 4G3.
Go ahead.
Give me Commander Delhart.
What's the message, EDS?
I have to consult Commander Delhart.
The commander is busy.
Listen, you squirt. Give me Commander Delhart.
One moment, 4G3. Commander Delhart, emergency message from EDS, 4G3.
This is Delhart. What is it?
At 0800 hours, I discovered a stowaway aboard my ship.
A stowaway?
Yes, sir.
Well, have you notified ship's records?
Not yet, sir.
You know the regulations as well as I do.
Of course I know the regulations. That's why I'm calling.
Martin, what's going on?
Sir, this is a girl. A young woman.
Oh.
She wanted to see her husband on Woden. She didn't know what she was doing.
I see.
I wondered, sir, maybe the cruiser could change course or something?
I'm afraid not. We're hundreds of light years apart now. We have a limited fuel supply ourselves with 900 passengers.
Is there any chance?
No.
Okay, Skipper.
Better get the information to ship's records.
Okay.
Martin.
Skipper.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Our acceleration, didn't you?
Yes.
Why?
Well, save fuel for a while. How did you manage to stow away?
Well, I was taking a language lesson in Mimirese from a girl in the inspection corps. The order came in for your trip, and I just went along on an impulse. It was easy. I'll be a model prisoner, I promise.
If you were only a thief or a spy, it would make it easier.
Make what easier?
Forget it. Why couldn't she have been somebody with some ulterior motive, a fugitive, hoping to lose himself in a raw new world, a crackpot with a mission? Why did she have to be a woman, a beautiful, kind, trusting woman?
Stardust.
Barton, EDS, 4G3.
Go ahead, 4G3. Identify a stowaway.
Give me your identification disc, Miss Cross.
Here. Why?
Well, it's for ship's records. Identification number T8374.
One moment. This is for the gray card, of course.
Yes.
I'll need the time of...
I'll tell you later.
That's highly irregular.
Then we'll do it in a highly irregular manner. The subject is a young woman. She's listening to everything that's said. Are you capable of understanding that?
Oh. Go ahead, 4G3.
Number T8374-Y54. Name, Marilyn Lee Cross. Female, married. Born July 7th, 2160. Good Lord, you're only a child. Height, 5 feet 2 inches. Weight, 110. Hair, brown. Eyes, blue. Complexion, light. Blood type, O. Original destination, Port City, Mimir. Listen, I'll call you back later. Look, miss.
Marilyn.
Look, Marilyn. I guess you don't know what you got yourself into here. Well, it's like this. This ship is carrying Calla fever serum to the survey group on Woden.
Yes.
Their supply was wrecked in a tornado. The fever is always fatal unless the serum is given in the first 48 hours. Now, these little ships have exactly enough fuel to reach their destination. If you stay aboard her, your added weight will cause it to use up all its fuel before it can land.
What happens then?
We crash. You die, I die, and 6 fever victims on Woden die.
Well, can't they send out another ship to meet us?
There are no ships to send.
Well, I... No, you couldn't do that.
That's how it has to be.
But that's crazy. I haven't done anything. I haven't hurt anybody.
I'm sorry. I should have told you before, but I wanted to make sure there was no other way.
You mean it? You're going to make me leave this ship?
That's how it is.
But I'll die. I'll explode. I'll be like those horrible pictures of...
Try to understand.
I do understand. You're going to kill me, and I didn't do anything.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't. That has nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it. Nobody just dies like that for no reason. Oh, listen. Maybe there are other cruisers. Cruisers you don't know about. Maybe the radio. Maybe it...
Now, listen to me. It's different here. Different from anything you've ever known. On Woden, there are 16 men. 16 men on an entire world. They're fighting. Fighting an alien environment. The environment fights back. You can only make a mistake once.
And I made a mistake.
Yes.
There's no hope?
Absolutely none. You'll have to be put out of the ship. It was better so. With the going of all hope would go the fear. Then would come the resignation. She needed time, and there was so little.
EDS. Starship to EDS. Need pertinent data.
All right, Starship.
When do you expect to complete your report?
I need a computer check.
I'll give you statistics. Statistics.
This is EDS 4G3. I'm intersecting course vector 7.3 at 0831. Deceleration 1750. Weight 1 ton. I would like to stay at point 10 as long as the computers allow. Will you give them the question?
Check. I'll call you back.
We wouldn't have long to wait. The new factors would be fed into the steel maw of the computer bank, and the electrical impulses would go through the complex circuits. Here and there, a relay would click, a tiny cog turn over. But it would be the current, formless, mindless, invisible, which would determine with utter precision how long the pale young girl beside me would live. 5 little segments of metal in the second bank would trip against an inked ribbon, and the machine would spit out the answer.
You will resume deceleration at 1910.
It was 1810 when he spoke. 1 hour. She has 1 hour to live. That's it.
All I did was hide in a closet. And now you tell me I have to die. I don't believe it.
You might as well get used to it.
If this happened back on Earth, 1,000 ships would fill the sky. The whole world would know about it. They'd do everything to save me.
This isn't Earth.
It was such a big dream. Jerry and I separated almost 5 years ago. We were too young. And I was going to see him to try to make everything all right again. Are you married?
I was.
Oh?
She ran off with some guy in the weather service.
Do you still think about it?
I don't let myself.
Where is she?
Back on Earth. Look, if you don't mind, I'd just as soon talk about something else.
Okay. What do you do when you've got an hour to live? What do you talk about?
What's Jerry like?
Jerry? Oh, he's a funny guy. When he found out, I mean about the other fella, he didn't get mad. He cried. That was all he felt, sadness.
So you walked all over him?
Well, I thought I wanted him to get mad at me, to be jealous.
And now?
I've been thinking about him for 5 years. So when I heard this ship was bound for Woden and I knew Jerry was there, I stowed away. I didn't know about the fuel. I didn't know this would happen to me.
She had violated a man-made law that said keep out. The penalty was not of man's making or desire. It was not a penalty men could revoke. H amount of fuel will power an EDS with a mass of M safely to its destination. The time was 18:30. 40 minutes. It was beginning to get me. A space frontier is a rough place, and I'd seen 100 men die since I left Earth. But this was different. I watched her as she wrote a message to her folks. I watched her as she fought her way through the black horror of fear toward the calm gray of acceptance. And then there it was on the view screen. The planet Woden. A red ball enshrouded in the blue haze of its atmosphere, swimming in space against the background of star-sprinkled blackness. The chronometer on the instrument panel said 18:45. Listen, we're in radio range of Woden now. I mean, would you want me to try to contact your husband?
Jerry?
It'd mean... he would know you're going to die. There'd be nothing anyone can do.
Yes. I would like to talk to him. Do you think we can?
Well, the planet is turning. If his group is on the side facing us, we might be able to reach him.
We'll try.
All right. Hello. Hello, Woden. EDS to Government Survey Group. Can you hear me? Come in, Woden. They may not be monitoring.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Identify yourself, please.
This is Government Survey Group 1 on planet Woden.
This is John Barton, EDS pilot.
You have the serum?
Yes. How bad is it?
One man died last night. 6 have the fever. How long will it take to...
I start deceleration at 1910 hours. I should be able to land at 1930.
Thank God.
Look, do you have a Gerald Cross in charge of the group?
Commander Cross? Yes, we do.
Could I speak to him?
He isn't here. He's out with the survey team.
Well, when do you expect him?
Can't say.
How do you read me? How much time do we have left for communication?
Less than 15 minutes.
All right. If Commander Cross comes back before we lose radio contact, will you have him buzz me? It's important.
Okay, EDS.
I'll keep the set open.
Check.
The minutes passed like small bits of eternity. On the view screen, I could see Manning's continent sprawled like a gigantic hourglass in the eastern sea. There was a thin line of shadow where it was beginning to disappear as the planet turned on its axis. I looked at the pale woman next to me, and I thought of another woman long ago who'd sat next to me and cried because I wouldn't try to understand. What had she written in those letters back home? What would they think of the faceless, unknown pilot who'd sent her to her death? What would I think of myself alone nights, reliving this voyage?
It's cold, isn't it?
I'll turn up the thermostat.
Nothing from Jerry?
We have about 2 minutes of radio contact left.
Maybe it's better. I mean, suppose it were you and your wife tried to call you. How would you feel?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear from her?
I got a letter about a year ago. I tore it up.
That was foolish.
Yeah, it was.
Life is so terribly short to be wandering around alone.
Well, I... Wait a second, we're getting something.
How much time before I have to leave the ship?
About 10 minutes.
Hello, EDS. Hello, EDS. Come in. Come in.
EDS.
This is Woden. I have Commander Cross.
All right, go ahead.
Hello, this is Commander Cross.
Jerry Cross?
Yes.
I have someone for you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Jerry?
Hello?
Jerry.
Who is it?
It's me, Marilyn.
Marilyn?
I wanted to see you again. I stowed away on the EDS.
You what? But Marilyn...
It doesn't matter, Jerry. All that matters is that I can tell you all the things I've kept inside for so long. Jerry, I want you to know I've never forgotten.
Oh, it's been so many years, I can't believe it.
I thought I'd see you again, but now I can't. Jerry, you don't hate me, do you?
Hate you? Oh, Marilyn, I've never stopped loving you. Not for an instant.
Oh, Jerry.
Listen, we don't have much time. The transmission is getting fuzzy. Oh, Marilyn, I've got to see you. There's got to be some way.
But there isn't.
Let me talk to the pilot.
Give it to me. Hello.
Pilot, have you called the mothership? Did you have them checked with the computers?
I've done everything. You've been on the frontier long enough to know the setup in an EDS.
Oh, dear God, there must be something, some way.
Do you think I'd let this happen if I wasn't sure?
He tried to help me, Jerry. He tried. And it really doesn't matter. I'm not frightened anymore. Not now.
But how did you get here? I don't understand.
Well, I was going to Mimir to take a job, I thought. And now I realize I was just going because I'd be closer to where you were. Oh, Jerry, all this time...
Don't. Let me tell you something. Marilyn, I've always known you'd come back to me. I've known it every minute. It's what's kept me alive. I want you to hold that in your mind.
Jerry, I can't hear you.
We haven't much time. We're losing radio contact.
Jerry!
Cry, darling. Just know how I feel.
I do.
It's fading.
There are so many things to say. Jerry, if you can still hear me, maybe I'll come to see you again. Maybe I'll come to you in your dreams, or be the touch of a breeze, or one of those golden-winged little birds singing my silly head off. Maybe I'll be nothing you can see or hear, but you'll know I'm there. Think of me like that, Jerry. Goodbye.
She sat motionless in the hush that followed. And then she looked at me.
Now?
Now. I pulled down the black lever, and the inner door of the lock slid open. She walked with her head up and the brown curls brushing her shoulders. I let her do it alone. She stepped into the lock and turned to face me, and I could see the pulse in her throat.
I'm ready.
I pulled the red lever, and there was a slight waver as the air gushed out. I thought I sensed a bump, as if something had bumped the outer door. And then there was nothing. The white hand of the closet temperature control was back at zero. A cold equation had been balanced, and I was alone in the ship.
You have just heard X-1, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with Street & Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction. Tonight, by transcription, X-1 has brought you Cold Equations, written by Tom Godwin and adapted for radio by George Lefferts.
Featured in the cast were Court Benson as Barton, Jay Meredith as Marilyn, Milo Bolton as Commander Delhart, Bob Hastings as Jerry Cross, Jack Arthur as Traffic Control Officer, and Walter Kinsella as the Woden Monitor. Your announcer, Bill Rippey. X-1 was directed by Ken McGregor and is an NBC Radio Network production. And now, next week. In the days of the Windjammers, Whaler sometimes went on cruises that lasted as long as 2 years, and so sometimes they had to resort to rough methods to gather a crew. But what of the future, when a cruise to a distant star may last for 15 years or more? We hear of such a voyage next week on X-.
Countdown for blastoff. X-5, 4, 3, 2, X-1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on 1,000 maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street & Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction, presents
X-1.
Tonight's story, Shanghaied.
Okay, very funny.
Take it over, boy. Tomorrow, the old ball and chain.
Yeah. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you commit matrimony.
Come on. We came down here to Scarley Square to have a little fun. We might as well be at my mother's musicale in Beacon Street.
Oh, the problems of the rich.
Tell me, Jeff, just where does the coffin fortune come from? Pirate treasure?
No, I guess it started in Nantucket. My great something or other used to be a whaler.
A whaler, thar she blows.
A dead whale or a stove boat. Watch my trusty harpoon.
Hey, we'll look out for the fort.
My. Where's the money now?
Oh, I don't know. We've got a lot of commercial holdings, mills, import, export outfits, rocket lines, you know.
Mere trivia.
All right, now look, why don't we get out of this dump? We could go up to the Copley Plaza. It may be stuffy, but at least the glasses are clean.
Well, you're the condemned man.
All right, you two go ahead and get in the car. I'll settle.
All right, meet you out in front.
Right. Excuse me.
You want something, Bud?
Yeah, the check.
Okay. Hey, Milton, check. He'll be right out.
Right, thank you.
Hello, mate. Nice night, eh?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
I've been watching you. Celebrating?
Sort of.
Yeah, so am I. Just got off a deep space run out to Centaurus.
Oh, that's a 15-year run, isn't it?
15 and 3 blooming months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how'd you know? You a spaceman?
No, not exactly. Where's that check, barkeep?
Hang on to your hat, bud. Milton's slow, but he's sure.
Fill it up, Charlie. Say, why don't you join me, Mighty? Yeah, Charlie.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on, won't take off a mouth.
Well,
celebrate whatever it is you're celebrating on me. Pour it, Charlie.
Okay.
Well, all right, thank you. I guess I might as well.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah, all right, cheers. Oh, what was that, Martin?
Charlie's special friend, eh, Charlie?
Yeah.
Well, say, look, Charlie, would you get that waiter out here? I've got to meet him.
Hey, what's your hurry, matey? You got plenty of time.
Sure. Sit down.
Take it easy. You don't look so good.
No, I don't feel so good.
Now sit right here. You feel chipper as a blooming grasshopper in a sec.
I've got to get outside. The car's in a hurry. Where's the check?
All right, my name. Up on your feet, wakey, wakey, wakey.
Oh, all right, let go of me. What's the idea?
Rise and shine and greet the dawn.
What? Where am I? What's going on here?
Oh, come on now, matey, up in there. Wakey, wakey, wakey.
Wait a minute. So you were at that bar, Scully Square.
Come on now, up on deck or you'll be in trouble.
Deck? What are you talking about? Where am I?
It's hard to say exactly. Offhand, about 8 hours out of Atlantic Spaceport.
Atlantic Spaceport? Now, look, what kind of a joke is this? If Alan and Peter think this is funny, what ship is this?
R.S. Michael M. Rafferty, Coffin Line.
Oh, Coffin Line. Well, that makes it easy. Now, you've got to put back to port.
Forget your toothbrush, Banks.
No, listen, you. Why don't you take me to the captain, or I'll tear you apart.
Here, I'll let go of my jacket.
All right, get moving.
Sure, my dear. I'll take you to the captain. But you're going to be sorry.
Morton, what the devil are you doing on the bridge? Get below before
right away, sir. Only this here gentleman asked to see you.
Yeah, that's right, Captain. There's been a mistake made. I'm afraid it was supposed to be a joke.
Oh?
Yes, you see, I'm going to be married today, and I suppose the boys thought it'd be funny to make me miss the ceremony. I'm sure it won't be too much trouble to have you drop me off back at the Atlantic Spaceport.
What? Morton, what is this?
Well, it's simple, Captain. He wants you to turn the ship around, that's all.
Now, look, if there's any trouble with your superior, I'm sure I can fix it up. You see, I'm Jeff Coffin.
Yeah?
Well, you don't understand. My father is Cyrus Coffin. He owns this ship.
Oh, he does, huh? Morton, get this drunk below.
Now, just a minute. I can understand you're not believing me, but I can identify my... Hey, where's my wallet? I've been robbed. Oh, now, look, Captain, wait a minute. All you have to do is radio back and check.
Mr. Black, remove this man from the bridge.
Yes, but...
Aye, sir. You heard the captain, Buster.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let go of me. This is no way to treat a passenger.
Passenger? Huh. Wake up, sonny boy. You're one of the crew. Now, get below.
All right now, mate. Grab yourself a buffer. Get to work on those deck plates.
But they can't get away with this. This is kidnapping.
Perhaps yes, perhaps no. Now get this here deck nice and shiny. We might even see about some grub. I'll be back in 2 hours. And mind you, I want to be able to see me blooming reflection in it.
You better polish that deck plate.
They can't get away with this.
Well, the law says once you sign on, you're under absolute orders. I looked it up.
Yeah, but I didn't sign on. I was kidnapped.
You won't be able to prove it. Come on, mister, please. I didn't get anything to eat yet today, so give me a break, huh?
All right. What do you do, run the buffer over it?
Yeah, that's right. Like this.
You sign on?
Yeah, I ran away from home.
How old are you?
16. 30 when we get back.
Yeah. What do you mean, 30? We're headed for Mars, aren't we?
Only to refuel. We're outbound to Centaurus.
Oh, no, it can't be. Well, that's a 15-year run. Morton! I've got to get back.
It's no use.
I'm getting married. My bride-to-be will think I'm dead. Morton! Morton!
What's up here? You want me to call Mr. Black again? He'll give you what
listen,
for.
Listen to me, Morton. Listen, I've got to get back to Earth. I can't disappear for 15 years.
Oh, is that the fact?
Look, we stop at Mars, right?
Yes, and you'll be below decks under lock and key.
Listen to me. If I can make it worth your while, will you get me off at Marsport?
Jumping ship, huh? That's real naughty, mate.
$1,000?
Why, what would I tell me poor old mother in better say?
2,000.
Five in advance.
What do you mean in advance? You're probably the one that rolled me for my wallet.
I'll find a way. They don't believe your young Coffin, but maybe I know better. All right, it's a deal.
Look, Mr. Coffin, can you take me with you? I didn't realize what it would be like. I can pay my share. I could work it out for you, or maybe borrow money. I couldn't stand 15 years. I'd go crazy.
All right, sure. What about it, Morton?
Oil cost you another 1,000.
You cheap swindler.
Here now, Mr. Coffin. I'm all what stands between you and a lovely pleasure cruise for 15 years. So I thank you to treat me with the respect and politeness what a gentleman like myself deserves.
Stand by for landing procedure.
All right, now. Listen careful. This is the cable locker for the grappling anchor.
Right.
When she lands, this hatch will open. Cables go out. Don't get yourself caught in them. You'll be tore apart.
All right, we've got that.
Are you sure we can get out?
Now, you just do what I say. We drop down to the blast pit. Nobody will be there. I low in the pit till dark. Got that?
Right. And look, Morton, I'll tell the patrol you helped us get away. That'll help you when they catch up with this gang.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you kindly. I've got to get to my station now. Luck, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Morton.
Well, there's a landing horn. Now keep clear of that cable, Joey. Here we go. Right. Hold on tight.
There goes the grappling cable.
Yeah. All right, come on. Drop through the hatch. It's about 6 feet. All right, it's clear. Hurry up.
Here I come.
Oh. You all right?
Yeah, I twisted my ankle. It's all right.
All right, there's the blast pit. Get going.
Right.
Now, we're all right so far. The ship hides us.
Here's the pit.
All right, now get down so they can't see you. Wait a minute. I hear somebody coming. Keep still.
Maybe we better look.
Look, if we stick our heads up over the edge, they'll see us. Sure, now keep down and keep still.
I hear
it. Shh.
Well, well, well. Look what we have here. Two little babes in the wood. Now, you two move, and I'll shoot you in the belly.
Morton, you got good eyes.
I told you I saw him coming this way, Mr. Black. Jumping ship. My, that's a terrible thing to do.
Mr. Black. Inform the ship's company that these two men have been found guilty of attempted desertion.
Desertion? You kidnapped me, you dirty crook!
Don't you talk to Captain Howell that way.
I'm sentencing them to 24 hours hull watch. Take them away.
Morton, take them to the aft lock.
Aye, sir. You calm down after 24 hours hull watch.
What's hull watch?
Very simple. We put you two in spacesuits, shove you through the airlock on the end of a line. You sit out there and watch the hull for 24 hours. No food, no water, and the heating units in those suits are just a little bit defective. Makes it interesting along about the 18th hour.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Here we are, gentlemen. The airlock. You get in there. Got 5 minutes to get into them suits before we blow the air out. See you in 24 hours. Maybe. Welcome back to our little home.
Water. Water.
Thirsty, eh? You should control these animals' instincts.
Get water.
Right, yeah? Yeah. Slopping like a bloody animal.
Joey. Joey passed out. Help him.
He'll be all right. Teach a lesson, both of you. Take my advice and behave yourself. You've got 15 years to go on this here ship. You might as well make the best of it.
Hey, Morton! What do you call this mess?
That's your supper, mighty food concentrate.
What's the idea? Only 2 months out and on concentrates already?
You complaining,
right? Yeah, I'm complaining. If Captain Howell's chiseling on the manifest, that's his business. But when he tries to take it out in our heights...
You keep quiet or I'll turn you into Mr. Black. Concentrate is what you get to eat from here on out. Now shove it into your face and keep quiet.
Suppose I shove it into your face and see how you like it. What's going on in here? What's going on?
Morton. He struck me, Arch. What?
48 hours hull watch.
All right, what are you all looking at? Get back into your places. Morton, bring that man down to the aft airlock.
Hey, It's murder, that's what. Plain murder.
Space code gives a 30-hour limit for punishment.
They didn't even have a burial. Just shoved them out the lock.
Well, if the owners knew about this, they'd stop it.
Fat lot of good that's going to do us during the next 15 years.
Wait a minute, we could get the ship back to Mars.
No, 2 weeks after we landed, we'd be hung. That's what space code says about mutiny. And if they catch you in the act, they shoot you down and no questions.
All right, I'm willing to take that chance. We're going to let Black and Howell kick us around for 15 years. Why don't we take over and head back?
Right.
I'm for it.
Let's go.
You bet.
Going to wrap something, gentlemen. Discussion? Talking about the captain, maybe.
Grab him.
Have you all out of the island shifts? Also, your knife rations, that's what I'll...
Show him my oil rag, Morton.
Well, that's done it. He's an officer.
Who cares?
Yeah, we've got to move now. Joey?
Yeah.
You get up the radio room and smash the set before they can get a message out.
Right.
Pop, you get aft. Tell the engine watch.
Yes.
The rest of us will go up on the bridge.
How about this rat?
Tie him up. Speed counts now. We've got to take over before they know what hit him. All right, careful. We've got to surprise him.
Don't worry, we'll get him cold.
Jeff!
Shh, quiet.
Sparks were sending when I got in, but I knocked him out and smashed the set. We're okay.
Good boy. All right, come on. Right past the bulkhead.
Look out!
The blast bulkhead.
Yeah, we're cut off from the bridge.
We'll never get through that.
Yeah, they must have found out somehow.
The intercom. Black can turn it on from the bridge. He heard the whole thing.
Well, we better get out of here.
What'll they do?
I don't know.
We got all the controls up there. We can shut down the driver, but we can't steer.
Yeah. We better dog down the hatch behind us.
All right, men. Captain Howell's giving you 1 minute to give up quiet.
In a pig's eye, Black.
You'll hang for mutiny, every one of you.
What do we do now?
Quiet. They can hear everything on the intercom.
Not if I pull the jack out.
That's it, boy. Yeah. Look, we've got to get through to the bridge.
It's a Mexican standoff. We can't get at them, they can't get at us.
What's that?
It's an air leak. The pressure's down.
It's Howell. He blew the hatch on the mess hall section. Just opened her up and let the air out.
Morton, do you know what Black's going to do? He's going to bleed off the air down here.
Serve you all right. If I had my way, I'd see you all out on the hull till you froze stiff.
You're forgetting something, Morton. You're back here with us.
What do you mean?
If Black and Howell blow out compartments one by one or bleed the air off, you'll get it too.
They'll take care of me. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, you think so, huh? Joey?
Yeah.
Plug that intercom back in.
Right.
Captain? Captain?
Give me up.
We've got Morton back here.
Yeah?
If you try anything on us, he'll get it, too.
What am I supposed to do, cry?
You don't care if he dies?
That's his problem. We're going to drop the oxygen level 5%.
Don't do that to me. Captain! Captain!
It's unfortunate that you were captured, Morton, but the security of my ship comes first.
You mean you don't care? You'd see me dead.
Precisely.
Well, you can't. It's murder, that's what. I'm not one of them. You can't kill me. You can't.
Joey, pull the intercom plug. All right, there you are, Morton. They'd kill you just as soon as look at you. Now listen, we've got to get through that bulkhead. You know this ship. There must be some way.
Morton, we're your only chance. Get us through the bulkhead.
All right. All right, why shouldn't I? They'd kill me.
Well, then there is a way to get through.
An emergency release.
Uh-huh.
So don't tell crewmen about it to keep them from breaking through in an engine blast and leaking radiation to the bridge.
Well, then let's get going. We've got to get through that bulkhead before Howell cuts the air down and gets us all. Here's the bulkhead, Morton. Where's the release?
Under the floor panel. You can pry it up.
All right, hurry.
I got it, I got it. She's up.
Wax on a key. Ready?
All right, Morton. Open it up.
Here goes.
Morton!
He's dead. Electrocuted, and the bulkhead's still closed.
He didn't even get to turn that key. It killed him instantly. Harry.
Yeah.
Have you got your watch gloves? They're insulated.
Oh, yeah, sure. Get Morton out of the
way. Don't touch him, Joey. He's got the current through
him. I'll shove him away with the gloves.
All right, now. Stand by. Here goes a key.
All right, let's go. Get him.
Come on there. Stand back there.
Come on, get him.
Stand back. All right, Flexi, are you like this?
All right, grab the gun. Joey, look out. Let go of that gun, Hal. All right, hold them both.
You don't have to worry about Black. I got him square with a wrench.
We better tie up the captain.
Yeah. Well, what do you think you're going to do now?
We're going to turn around and go back home.
I don't think so. I burned the navigation tapes, and none of you can recalculate them.
Why, you...
You'll just wander in space till the fuel gives out. You'll die right here on this ship.
Screens went on.
Meteor?
No, it's a ship. A patrol ship coming up on us.
Oh, they must have got an SOS off.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
so sure. That's so bad.
Well, wait a minute. We don't have to worry. We can just tell them the truth.
You're not familiar with space code, young man. Mutiny is punishable by immediate execution. In other words, they don't ask questions. They just shoot.
He's right, Jeff. We're through. Can we get away?
Not from a patrol ship. Already sent us a heave-to flash. If we run, they'll blow us out of space.
I'm afraid your mutiny is about over with, gentlemen. They'll be aboard in an hour. And 10 minutes after that, you'll all be dead.
Nobody move. Sergeant, take a squad and secure the ship. Collect all weapons and post a guard in the engine room.
Yes, sir. You, Rowe, Williams, Osiski, come on.
Well, I'm delighted to see you, Major. I wasn't quite sure my SOS had gotten through.
Oh? You're Captain Howell?
That's right. And I can swear out the affidavit of mutiny.
I don't think a mutiny charge will stand up, Howell. Not with a relief of command warrant out for you. I think we'll just forget about it.
But you can't do that. Space code is clear. You recorded my SOS.
No, we didn't, Howell.
Then how'd you get here?
They sent us after you to get Jeff Coffin. Where is he?
I'm Jeff Coffin.
Jeff, we had a missing persons alarm for you, and then when a check you signed turned up at Marsport.
A check?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. I gave one to Morton to help me get away.
And he sold it to a fence for half face value. We traced it back to the ship. Coffin, I've got orders to escort you personally. We're taking you back to Earth.
Can I send out a message, Major?
Of course. Oh, well, that reminds me, Jeff. I've got one for you from your fiancée. She said to tell you that she didn't object to a bachelor party in principle, but she did think 6 months was stretching it a bit.
You have just heard X-1, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with Street & Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction. X-1 was an NBC Radio Network production.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what I'm doing, I ask you to please subscribe to my channel or channels. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, peace.